She's amazing person. Yeah, you know, she wrote a book with. Okay, so, hi, this is Dave Weiner. This is the second podcast for May 30th, 2005. And I'm here with Jim Moore and John Palfrey. And we're sitting, where are we, John?
The Henrietta's Table at Charles Hotel in Cambridge, Mass.
Right.
Old stomping grounds.
Yeah, yeah. And so what's cool about this place is, and there was a huge blizzard here not too long ago, right?
January of 05.
Right? Yeah, right, at the blowjob conference. Sorry.
Blogging
term
credibility.
It was like, well, you couldn't, you know, we could be forgiven. For, anyway, I don't know if this actually will become, but, you know, here. Go ahead, pass it. Just take a look at the screen. You can see it's recording, you know. And
what we're doing is looking at Dave's gear here, and Dave has an Arcos. Which has now gone blank on me or something.
Oh, you hit touch the screen.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It dims. Wow. It's still recording.
So Dave is doing a podcast, and I'm watching my voice move the little meter.
Who are you?
What? I'm sorry. I'm Jim Moore.
And
I'm messing around in software for RSS, and I'm starting with John an investment fund to invest in interesting stuff in the RSS space.
What's your email address?
Yeah. No,
go ahead.
Okay. All right.
The
Harvard one's the only one that I'd want to. Well. All right.
Go ahead.
All right. All right. It's jmoore@cyber.law.harvard.edu.
Right. And so, what kind of deals are you looking for, Jim?
Well, I'm looking for intriguing next generation deals in making the RSS space real and making it what I believe is that RSS is the next. Seriously, the next layer of the web, and a huge, huge opportunity. And even though some people think we're in late days in consolidation, I don't think we are. I think we're in actually early days for something that's going to be vastly more scalable than what we've got now.
So, do you guys listen to podcasts?
Yes, of course.
What podcasts do you listen to?
Mm-hmm. Listen to yours.
Is that it?
Yeah.
I listen to Charlie Nessens as well.
Oh, that's right, Charlie Nessens. I haven't heard that one.
I listen to, whenever he does it, pretty much the first thing I do in the day, so I know what Charlie's up to.
Oh,
keep
really?
Tabs.
Is that,
yeah.
You have to keep track of
Charlie? No, it's not keeping track. It's my own, for my own learning and keeping up.
Interesting. So what does Charlie talk about?
Charlie talks about the same stuff that Charlie talks about during the course of the day, but he just does it as his a morning reflection ordinarily. He recently had a podcast with Roberto Unger, who's a professor at Harvard Law School running for president in Brazil, for instance. And it was a fascinating discussion. Why do you run for president in Brazil if you're a tenured professor of law at Harvard? It was a totally fun and interesting conversation that sort of travels with Charlie in a way.
Do you know the URL for Charlie's podcast?
Charlie's podcast is off of his blog, which is Eon's blog. And I think it's
eon.harvard.law.harvard?
It's cyber.law.harvard.edu/Nessen, I think then /Eon after that. I think it's done the other direction.
I'll have to try to find it. I should subscribe to it.
You should definitely subscribe
to it. Yeah, I don't know why I haven't done that, but that's cool. Are there anybody else that's doing podcasts out of Berkman?
From time to time, you'll see a podcast coming out of Berkman. We've been doing the Berkman audio series for a long time, as you know, which started when you were there, and we've had out of different conferences done specific ones, but as a sort of a constant day-to-day thing, Charlie's the main one, and then the offerings of the center itself.
Well, that's great. I'm glad, because Charlie was doing audio blog posts basically before any of us.
Charlie often walks into a meeting now and says, "Hi, I'm Charlie Nessen. I'm an audio blogger."
All right.
That's how it starts it up. None of the other titles.
I can see that we've had some influence.
Huge influence, Dave. Yeah, enduring influence.
Well, Charlie is a very influential guy.
That's where you.
Yeah, floating around. So cool. So anyway, that's how I do a podcast.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I will put this up though. So anyway, that's the second morning coffee notes for. It's not even morning, but there is coffee.
There is coffee on the table.
And Jim is taking notes, so it qualifies. So okay, talk to y'all later. That was 4 minutes.
Will you edit it all?
No,
ever?
It's still recording right now.
Uh-huh.